Thank you, Madam Moderator. My name is Mitchell Anderson, and I'm here on behalf of the World Council of Churches, a fellowship of many of the world's Christians for collaboration, mutual understanding, and action for social justice. Good morning. I'm Denis Uthene, and I'm proud of that. I'll highlight two common experiences for minority youth in my own Canada and throughout the world. The first is that many of us as minority youth experience intergenerational trauma, or the inherited effects of past and ongoing experiences of marginalization, oppression, and dispossession. And the second is that many of us as minority youth have an aspiration for the revitalization of our cultures, our Nuhuchanye, as both an individual and a collective project. By cultures, I mean at the deepest level our lifeways, ontologies, epistemologies, spiritualities, and languages. And I say revitalization rather than preservation because our cultures are living. Storytelling is a powerful way of both addressing intergenerational trauma and of revitalizing cultures. New media and digital technologies provide powerful and valuable tools for storytelling for minority youth. To this end, I have three recommendations. The first is that this forum celebrate and encourage the work of minority youth to engage in the ongoing work of addressing intergenerational trauma and the revitalization of our cultures for new contexts and in our time through storytelling and digital media. The second is that this forum call on civil society, including arts and cultural groups, businesses, and communities of faith, to support the work of minority youth and cultural revitalization through providing space, resources, and engaging in self-transformation to be more inclusive minority youth and our stories. And the third is that this forum call on governments, including educational systems, cultural funding organizations, and public broadcasters, to fund and make space for the digital media work of minority youth. Together, we can build more inclusive societies where no one is left behind. Marcy Cho, thank you.